This is Active Lehigh Valley on 88.1 WDIY, Lehigh Valley Public Radio.
Welcome to Active Lehigh Valley, generously supported by St. Luke's University Health Network. Our aim is to encourage listeners to be happy, healthy, and active. I'm your host this evening, Margaret McConnell. My guest today is the Vice President of the Greater Lehigh Valley Athletics Board, Carrie Knighting, along with Mackenzie Taylor and Ella Cole, who are participating in the inaugural NFL Flag League. Welcome, everybody. This is such an exciting topic. I wanted to play football with the kids when I was young in the park, and I think I got on the field a couple of times, but, you know, they were playing tackle. So for listeners who may not be familiar with Greater Lehigh Valley Athletics, tell us about the organization and your mission.
Yeah, absolutely. No, we, first of all, thank you for having us. We're super excited to be here. So one of my roles with Greater Lehigh Valley Athletics is actually my husband and I created the nonprofit in 2013 out of what we thought was we wanted to create something fun that was community focused and something for, we have two boys, something for our sons to get involved in. And so we created it as a co-ed program. And you fast forward to today and we launched our very first all girls program because we saw the registration numbers increasing, you know, girls that were interested in playing. And so the organization itself, we do have a philosophy that everybody plays. And so we don't host any sort of tryouts, you know, players aren't sitting on the sideline, you know, during the game. It's a 5-on-5, it's fast paced. We keep our teams at a max between 10 and 12 players. So everybody can play, right? So the goal is we want you to have fun. We have one practice a week, one game a week, the same time. You can tell parents created this, right? So it's, you can do other things, right? If you, maybe you're involved in another sport or you're really interested in more than one thing at such a young age, you know, we wanted to give you the opportunity to explore maybe softball and soccer and baseball, you know, whatever it is. So we're really proud of the community focus, and yeah, we have really great support in the community.
The way you've set it up, it just sounds extraordinarily easy for families to get involved. And before we get into the newest program that you launched, what are some of the other programs? You mentioned a couple sports, but tell me just, because this is about getting active, so maybe the audience isn't going to get into flag football, but what other activities can they do and how would they find information?
Yeah, and that's a great question. So right now, today, what we offer is a co-ed NFL flag football program, the all-girls program, and a cheer program. We currently don't have other sports. And so we did run a basketball kind of in-house league. We were also part of the community basketball league organization, right? So we had teams that was there. But because we're primarily volunteer run, so my husband and I both work full-time, you know, so it's capacity, if I'm being honest, to offer other programs. So unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, right, we found NFL flag was growing, cheer we offer in the co-ed season. And so that's kind of where we focus.
Okay. No, that's good. I misunderstood. So that's awesome that it's always been flag football.
Yes.
But this is the first all girls.
Yes.
So that's the new program. I needed to be clear on that. So was there a specific moment when you realized there was enough interest from girls in the community to create the league?
I think it was about a year ago. We started to see all girls NFL flag even promoted through media. PIAA is beginning to sanction NFL girls flag football, even within the high school and college level. And so about a year ago, we went back and we saw the rise in the percentage of girls that are enrolling in the co-ed league. And I sit behind the scenes. I'm kind of the one that answers all the emails, the communications. And we were starting to get more and more questions from families saying, hey, can I either create an all-girls team to play in co-ed? Or do you offer something because my daughter's not quite comfortable playing co-ed at this point, right? So it was the interest directly from people, you know, reaching out to say, you know, this is something we're interested in. And I think it started to get more national attention, which is great because you didn't always know that girls had an opportunity to do this. to just play football. So it really was probably about a year ago. It took us a little while to get it all organized, but here we are. So.
Okay. What were the girls telling you they wanted that they weren't getting elsewhere?
Yeah, and I mean, I could certainly answer some of the things that I've heard, but I'd love for, Ella and Mackenzie to weigh in, because I think Ella has played in the co-ed league. Mackenzie is new in the all girls league, so it'd be really interesting to hear their feedback as well. But I think for us, we were finding some girls were just more comfortable playing on a team of girls, right? I think sometimes it's just perhaps the unknown, like how is this going to work, especially at the older ages. In the co-ed program, we start at age 5 and we go up to age 14. But for the all girls league, we actually bump the age up from 9 to 17. So to give high school girls an opportunity to play, we didn't always have enough high school boys to fill an older division. So some of it was we had older girls aging out of co-ed. That was one. Hey, we have nowhere else to go. We thought, oh my gosh, here's an opportunity for girls older than 14, even just that want to stay with us. And then some, again, like I said, just wanted that camaraderie of playing with their friends that were all girls and not necessarily just a handful of girls on one team.
Let's hear from the athletes.
I think it's really fun playing with all girls because if you're playing with girls and boys, the boys like may make fun of you if you're not as good, but the girls, if they're newer, they'll like respect you for trying something. Like the boys have played for all this time and will think they're better than you when you're just trying it out.
I love playing with all girls, like and co-ed, but more girls because we can make more connections and friends, and like we all have each other's backs. Like with boys, it's fun because we could show them like that we could be just as good as they are.
Yes.
Love it.
So, why did you feel, Carrie, that it was important to respond to those requests and create this dedicated space?
I think we felt that it was something we were, first of all, we were set up and capable of doing. Once we sort of worked out the logistics, we felt that, even our cheer program was born out of a parent calling me and saying, hey, do you have anything like this? And I thought, okay, well, if we could find somebody to help us run it, why not? We really try kind of putting that focus back on the community, really try to, within our wheelhouse, right, within our, realm, we just thought it was important to give girls the opportunity, not just to learn a new sport, but, why not give them the opportunity to play outside of, and for those same reasons, like that Ella and Mackenzie both said, if boys have been exposed to playing football for several years and perhaps it wasn't something available to girls, but they enjoy football and they enjoy sports and being on a team, we just felt, it was a great opportunity. We just felt kind of we can do it, so we should do it. And people generally come back and stick with us. I know this sounds self-serving, but I think we do a good job, of being community friendly and people like it. We can see it in the numbers of returning players that come back. So we thought, why not give it to a whole nother cohort that might not even know we exist?
And I understand you had 150 girls sign up right away. Were you expecting that?
No, we were hoping for 100 and we ended up exceeding that goal. So we're super excited about it.
Wow. And what does that number tell you about the demand for girls' sports opportunities in the region?
It's there. We have girls that want to compete. We have girls that want to make new friends, try new things. I think it's great. We actually even saw some increased interest from the Phillipsburg area because our games are played at the Schrinn Community Center. So it's right kind of in Easton, it's really close to the border. And so we even saw girls get involved outside of the state that are, so again, it just showed me, this isn't just unique to just our kind of little Lehigh Valley area. All girls programs like NFL Flag and other sports are just growing.
Okay, so I'll ask Mackenzie first. What made you want to sign up for flag football?
My siblings really inspired me to sign up for football. My brother, he played football for, I think, 2 years at least. And then my sister joined the spring team, and it was also an all-girls league. And I really wanted to try it out too, because I thought I had the power to. be able to play football.
Awesome. What about you, Ella?
I agree with Mackenzie. My brother has been playing football since he was like little. And I love like just playing with my dad and brother in the backyard. And I realized that I really have a passion for it, whether it's catching the ball or throwing it. And I was happy to find an all-girls league that will allow me to actually play.
So what excited you most, again, starting with Mackenzie, when you heard there would be a girls-only league?
I was very excited because I would be able to actually play instead of just playing in my backyard or just at school, because I actually wanted to experience running plays and playing with other people and connecting with them.
Yeah, I was like really excited that I heard there was an all-girls league, because either if they're new or been playing for a while, we all get to experience like playing as a team and together, which makes me very happy.
Yeah. And what are you hearing from your teammates and other girls that are interested? Why do you think they're interested in flag football?
Probably because they like see other people experience it and play it. And then they're like, oh, this seems really fun and I really want to try it. And I really want to try and do a new sport and maybe I'll pursue it.
Yeah, like if girls wanted to try football or see that, oh, other girls are playing and they're beginners too, that we could all play together, like that would make them happy and want to keep playing.
Okay, so how does it feel knowing that your voices and the voices of girls like you helped make this league happen?
That I feel very heard, like that really wanted to play and really want to inspire people to also play when they're like younger too.
Yeah, it's like a new experience. Like if you love it, you love it and keep trying. If you don't, you don't, but you've tried. And I love how we all the like girls get the experience to try it and have an opportunity to play.
Now, are you both football fans? Like, what do you watch? Like, what level of football are you into?
I like watching college football, especially the team Syracuse.
I don't like really watch football, but I like watching Penn State play. Like, I went to one of their games and
cool.
Seemed, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's so interesting that you don't like really watch it, but you want to play it. I would have thought that would have had an influence on you. So what would you say to another girl who's curious about football but maybe nervous to try it?
That it's really fun. She really should try it because you want to experience playing it and like actually running the plays instead of just throwing it and doing it casually.
Yeah, I would say that like, especially like this program, they give you like an opportunity to play or like different positions. Like say you don't like throwing the ball, but like catching, then wide receiver might be like a position for you. And if you don't like it, then you don't have to do it, but they give you an like opportunity to play no matter the skill level.
What are you hoping to learn or gain from this season besides just winning games?
I was really hoping to increase my power throwing because I play quarterback, and I was really hoping to like gain more power into my arm, be able to get the spiral on the ball.
Yeah, going along with her, I would like love to throw the ball like better because I'm like backup quarterback, but my main position is wide receiver. And just by this program, I got like I learned how to catch the ball so much better and much more efficient.
So it's not tackle, right? So you don't have all the equipment. What are the safety measures that you're taking in that you would have to do with any sport?
Actually, is a possibility of someone accidentally tackling you by trying to grab the ball and like grabbing your leg by accident.
Okay, so you do wear some kind of guards.
We wore mouth guards, but that's about it.
Okay, so no helmets.
No.
And I can jump in here. So we only require mouthpieces. We do have a St. Luke's athletic trainer at the games, at every one of our games, just in case there is any sort of, you know, potential injury. So flag football, I don't want to call it non-contact because you could be going for a flag, to Mackenzie's point, and maybe accidentally trip somebody, run into each other when you're catching a ball. You know what I mean? We try to, there are soft helmets that are optional that some players do choose to wear, but we don't, we don't have, there's no required equipment other than the mouthpiece. We recommend, cleats just to help with like traction, right? So you're not flipping, but we do have the trainers on site just in case. Now, knock on wood, we've been very fortunate over the years with very little. We do require pockets to be taped, which is not something that is often understood, because we learned this the hard way. It was actually my husband playing with my kids when they were younger, like just at practice. And he went to pull one of their flags, and instead, because the flags hang down on your hips, right where your pockets are, his finger got stuck in the pocket and it ended up the opposite direction. And so we thought, you know what, we need to tape pockets if you have them, or don't, wear pants or shorts that don't have pockets. So that, I guess, perhaps could be a safety, measure, just to make, reduce any potential fingers getting stuck in a.
Yep. We hear a lot nationally about creating more opportunities for female athletes. Why is this movement so important? I mean, I feel like it's so obvious, but people don't necessarily know why.
Yeah. I mean, from my perspective, I think it's super important. And I can't remember if it was Mackenzie or Ella who said it, that girls can do these things too. I just think it's a confidence builder. This is, it helps. I do truly believe that sports help build confidence of young people in so many different ways. And particularly with female athletes, to feel like, okay, this was something that I can do too. Right? The all girls program is specifically designed and created for them. But even if they want to jump in and play co-ed, they absolutely have the same skill set, right, as their peers, the boys. I think it's super important just to help build confidence, that kind of camaraderie that comes with playing sports, just to see that you can do it. You know what I mean? That something is there specifically for you. But I'd love to hear what the girls think. If you have perspective of why you think it's so important to just sort of the promotion of female athletics. I mean, there's other sports that we're seeing, right, with wrestling, being available to girls that wasn't available when I was, in school. So
when you're a girl, it's harder to be a leader to the boys too. Like, you're trying to lead the girls, and then you're also trying to lead the boys with football if you're doing co-ed, and trying to be a leader, but you're not really being seen or heard. This program is making us feel seen and heard and being a leader.
Yeah, this program like helps prove that girls can do just as much as boys can do, and if not better.
Yep, it's great. I want to get into a little bit more of, and we touched on this, Carrie, you touched on it. The motto is every girl plays, right? You don't have any tryouts. There's no cuts. Why was accessibility such an important part of this league?
I think we saw from a very early age, what we wanted to try to do, if it's fair to say, is kind of cut the politics a little bit out of sports. Again, I personally feel very strongly in building confidence in a child is so important. And we even heard Mackenzie and Ella mention, right, leadership and things like that, and kind of feeling like, okay, I can do this. I just think that's so important in life, whether it's, whatever it is that you're, looking to do in the future. And so I do think that focusing on inclusion, we don't want people feeling like left out. We don't want you sitting on the sideline or feeling like, oh, I was the last to get picked in, gym class, those kinds of things. That can be really detrimental. You don't realize how much that stays with you throughout your life. And so we thought, we can't control what everybody does, but we can control what we do, and by creating smaller teams, the more we've grown, that means more volunteers. But we have had no trouble people jumping in to coach teams, whether they're parents, they could be, actually my boys now, they've aged out, they're both in college. So they've come back and now they coach teams, so we sort of have this interesting dynamic that we didn't see coming initially. Players that age out come back. They volunteer at the snack stand, they volunteer to ref, they volunteer to coach. So it's inclusion in even outside of the athletic piece. You might want to learn how to help run things, right? We kind of welcome, we will never turn a volunteer away, and we will not turn a player away that's interested in experience something. Because I just think it's so powerful to feel that confidence.
Yeah, I'm so glad you mentioned the gym class and the choosing teams. I never will understand how they did not devise a different way. It should not be team self-selection. Like, count off, and that's your team. Like, you're right. I was the kid. Nobody wanted me on their team, the kickballer, like dodgeball team. And it's still there. I have those moments where I'm like, this feels like high school and getting kicked off the team or not getting picked for the team. Oh my goodness. So I want to ask the girls, you have screens. Like, we didn't grow up with a screen, okay? Like, I didn't even have a TV for half of my childhood. Now it's all about screens, right? I don't know what age is typical to get a phone. I think it's kind of all over the map, but this league is about getting kids out, active, and connected. Do you have an opinion or like, do you have feelings about being out playing versus being on your screen?
I think you're wasting energy if you're just like on a screen all day. Like if you're watching TV all day, that could like mess with your brain and stuff. And if there's like a certain show about bullying or something, they can put that into your head and make you feel that way or do it to someone else.
Yeah, I think it's like important to like get out and start playing at least one sport to get off the screens because it messes with like behavior, eyesight, like there's so much downsides to it. So I think that like sports in general, but like especially flag football helps keep you energized and fit.
That's wonderful. Perry, the league is supported in part by a grant from the Iron Pigs, the charities. Yeah, Iron Pigs charities. How important are community partnerships like that in making programs like this possible? And are there any other partners you want to call out?
Yeah, I mean, our sponsors really keep our costs down. They allow us to offer scholarships to players who can't, there's a barrier, financially to play. We don't want players to be turned away because of that, the affordability factor. We can't run the program. And when I say program, I mean like the full program, right? Co-ed and girls with just the registration fee. Just between, field rentals and insurance, et cetera, all of those things, they add up. So our community partners, like the Iron Pigs charities, we have other fantastic sponsors that allow us to keep costs down. We try to give back as well, like from a charitable standpoint as an organization. We've become sponsor and supporter of the Miracle League of Northampton County, which actually has their field is located right next to where we play. And so we feel like, we've been blessed by having so many community partners. So we do, we have all of our community sponsors, all of our supporters. We provide their links and logos on our website. We provide their information on our social media channels because we want the community to know that they're out supporting us. So yeah, they're absolutely critical.
Now, I want to talk about the coaches because we need the coaches. Tell us about their coaching training.
So we are volunteer run. And so we do, when an individual registers, they can kind of raise their hand and say, I'm interested in being a head coach or an assistant coach. And what we do outside of course, the clearance process happens, right? We do follow, of course, all the regulations that way. But when it comes to training, there are a few things that we do. One of the things that we're most proud of is we partnered with Positive Coaching Alliance in 2020. One of the things that we have leveraged them for is we have a coaches meeting in the beginning of each season. We bring all of our coaches together. That's when we hand out rosters and flag belts, but it's when we also host a third party come in. A Positive Coaching Alliance trainer will come in and actually help provide coaching resources. So we get that third party perspective. They're very largely based in like sports psychology, right? Just their motto is better athlete, better people. What we found was there are larger entities that utilize Positive Coaching Alliance, like college sports and professional sports programs. Then you have GLVA out there. That's the other piece that our sponsors help us do is pay for this Positive Coaching Alliance partnership. That's another really big because we feel it's super important to get because we want people to understand we're trying to create a culture of positivity. And so the Every Child Plays, how do you handle perhaps, challenges as a coach in a way that's positive? So people keep coming back and they like, the product. So that Positive Coaching Alliance training is really important. We have offered parent, they do a parent workshops. We've offered our referees go through that same kind of training, you know, how to handle, because they're in a sticky situation, right? Somebody might not be happy with a call you make or don't make. And a lot of our referees are young. They're high school kids, they're college kids. And so we want to help them build the confidence and the leadership to, you know, you're the boss, right? And sort of give them the skills to do that. So we also do some onboarding, you know, we have like videos and, you know, other resources that we point coaches to, but it's the Positive Coaching Alliance partnership that I think makes us just that much, like, we really put our money and our training where our mouth is. We don't just say we're creating a positive culture, we really invest in it.
And I'm so glad you mentioned the parents because, you know, I've heard the stories of parents screaming at their kids on the sidelines. I'm guessing that's not allowed.
Oh yeah, we have a pretty strict code of conduct. So we have volunteers and even board members that are there at every game and just kind of like walk around, sort of pay attention to what's going on so we can nip any sort of negative behavior, whether it's coming from referees or any of us, frankly. We don't, it's like no tolerance. Players, parents, we have, there are fences around our fields. So parents have to stand behind the fence. So it can't be right next to the sideline, so they're not necessary. I mean, yes, can you hear people? Of course, but we want to remove. We've definitely had conversations, right, with individual parents to say, listen, if this continues, you're not going to be allowed on the sideline. Like we, you know what I mean? We want this to be fun for everybody. We want people to learn. You're competitive. It's okay to want to win. That's, but there's a way to do it. You know, kind of hold yourself accountable to perhaps a higher standard. We have everybody signs a code of conduct in the beginning so we can point back to it, you know, kind of give a warning if you need to, and then address it directly when we see anything.
All right, so we're almost out of time, but I know it's too late for girls to sign up for this coming league, but they certainly can go out and watch, right? So it's part of being active is also going to these events and watching. So games began June 14th. Where can they find the schedule and what can they expect when they go out to see one of these games?
Yes, we play every Sunday at the Charles Schwinn Community Center, which is in Palmer. We actually have three different times of games. It's either 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, or 11 o'clock. It's by you know, age division. You know, we have a snack stand. We have, you know, we get a lot of different volunteers and just families. It's a fun event. I'd actually be curious from the girls. We actually, for the older division, so the 15 to 17 year old division, for the first three games, so each team has the opportunity to play a Monday night under the lights
Oh,
at the
cool.
community center. So that was a nice, Ella had an opportunity to do that. We got rained out, unfortunately, this past Monday, but this upcoming week, you can also catch us at the Schwinn Community Center, but mostly on Sundays. We have information on our website. The co-ed league registration is open, so if there are folks or females that want to get involved in co-ed, we're very happy to. That will remain open for about 2 more weeks, so right around mid-July is when that will close down. But we will have an all-girls program coming back. So, you know, if that's what you're interested in, we have our website, which is glvathletics.org. We have Instagram, social media accounts. You know, to certainly give us a follow, and there's some videos out there. You know, if you want to just, but if you want to experience it, just come out.
All right, I want to give the last word to the girls. So, if a young girl or her parents are listening right now and wondering whether she should give flag football a try, what would you tell them?
Most definitely. It's very fun. And you get to experience a whole lot of stuff that you may have not even known about football.
Yeah, I would say like give it a go because it's an amazing experience and there's so much things they could learn from this and it's just a wonderful time.
Awesome. And we've been talking with Carrie Neidig, who is on the board of the Greater Lehigh Valley Athletics, along with two of the flag football players, Mackenzie Taylor and Ella Cole. You've been listening to Active Lehigh Valley, generously supported by St. Luke's. Thanks so much for listening. You can always listen again on your favorite podcast platform or at wdiy.org.